Atlanta, we are wasting no time. 404-726-0929. Let's go. I got 90 minutes. I'm going to take as many calls as I can from now until then. We're wasting no time because there's no time to be wasted. Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, you're on notice. You're on notice. It's Chris Thomas Turtle with you till 7:30 on the Falcons flyover. Coming to you live from the Signia by Hilton. I am looking outside at a gray, dreary, windy, rainy Midtown Atlanta. And that is exactly how it felt inside the building across the street from where I am right now at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You had your pride taken today. Where's your will, Atlanta? Where's your will, offensive line, defensive line? 34-10 to the 1-6 Miami Dolphins? Where's your will? Where's this team's intestinal fortitude? Where's this team's identity? Oh, we got the best running back in the league. Oh, we also have the best running back tandem in the league. We're going to run for 30 yards between them. And again, another game where Tyler Allgeier gets four stinking carries. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Nobody's safe. Nobody. Head coach, quarterback, offense, defense, special teams. Everybody sucked today. Yeah, that's right. You all sucked today. And there is no excuse for what happened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 404-726-0929. 90 minutes. I want to hear it all. You want coaches fired? I'm going to listen. You want quarterback changes? Oh, I'm going to listen. Oh, Kirk Cousins, he's going to come in. Penix is inconsistent. Save the day. How about that? Nope. Nope. Sorry, Kirko Chains. Back to the bench you go, my good sir. Michael Penix is clearly the better option. At least he can move around a little bit. Kirk Cousins was awful. 21-31, 173, averaging 5.6 yards per throw, which is awful. Zero touchdowns, zero picks. And, I mean, they flushed him out a couple of times, and he didn't do a dang thing. He can't move. Oh, he's healthy now. The ankle and the no, he can't move. He can't move. Where is this defensive line? What happened? You let Christian McCaffrey, who I get it, he's an all-world running back. He had 180 scrimmage yards. Devon Achane, he's a good player. He ran up and down the field. What happened? Ollie Gordon, 10 carries for 46 yards, almost 5 yards a carry. Ollie Gordon, I thought he was still in college. Come on, man. Jaylen Waddle had 100 yards and a touchdown. Tua had 4 touchdowns in a game. He hadn't done that all year. Tua, guys, for those who don't understand, the Dolphins were 1-6, and they were awful. It wasn't an accidental 1-6, y'all. It wasn't an accidental 1-6. They were terrible. Mike McDaniel being run out of town. People saying we gave Tua the contract. Oh, my goodness, what did we do? We sunk ourselves for years with this bum. And then he comes out today, goes 20 for 26 with 4 touchdowns. And you got embarrassed for the second straight time this season. You got embarrassed. Once against Carolina, now against the Dolphins. It's unbelievable, y'all. It really is. I mean, to have this happen twice in the first, what? They've played now, what, 7 games of the season? They're 3-4. For 2 of those games to be an unmitigated disaster blowout? Because make no mistake about it, the real score of this game is 34-3. The Falcons scored a garbage touchdown late. So it's even worse than what it looks like. Nobody's safe. Nobody. Changes if Arthur Blank fires everybody tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Okay, with a half-hearted shoulder shrug. Because am I going to be surprised? No. Am I going to be shocked? Not at all. Am I going to be even a little bit, what if they put it together? No, sorry, you lost me. You lost me, Falcons. We're 7 weeks into this thing, or 8 weeks in with 7 games played, and you freaking lost me. This team This franchise is moribund. They are just the definition of mediocrity meets mismanagement meets just absolute insanity. I ask Oren Romain all the time on Chris Thomas Tonight, what is the definition of insanity, Oren? And he replies back to me very astutely, Turtle, it's the definition of insanity, reads as the follows. Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. I heard Mike Johnson talk about it on the postgame show with Grant, which you heard here on 92.9 The Game. The Atlanta Falcons run the same plays every single week. The predictability of this offense without your starting right tackle has caught up to you. The league put you on notice the last 2 weeks. Two banged up teams, banged up defenses. 49ers without their two best players in Bosa and Warner on defense held you to 10 points, made Michael Penix Jr. look like an amateur. And then this week, oh, the return of Kirk Cousins. I took so many phone calls on the return of Kirk Cousins yesterday and earlier in the week as this thing became more and more real. So many of y'all were just so optimistic that he was going to come in and do all the things that Penix has not been able to do consistently. Well, he didn't. And he got no help, let me tell you that. Zach Robinson right now, his seat should be so hot that he should not be able to sit his butt down. That's how hot his seat should be. It is unbelievable that not once but twice you have been ground to dust by two bad teams. See what Carolina did today, by the way, without Bryce Young? Yeah, awful. And they whooped you 30-0. Miami, 1-6 on the season coming in. And they absolutely whooped you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. It's getting to a point now where it's just approaching ridiculousness. It really is. It's just ridiculous. Falcons fans, us here at 92.9 The Game, everyone covering the team, all of our friends, witnessing this level of slop, unpreparedness, the level of lack of focus and discipline. The last 2 weeks, they've acted like this is the preseason. Where's the energy? Where's the urgency? Where's the effort? Come on, man. This is just absolutely terrible and unacceptable. And if heads roll tonight, if Arthur Blank is just sitting up there in his office tonight steaming and he puts down the call that heads need to roll, I'm just like, okay, fine. Can't be worse, right? Can't be worse at this point. How many mistakes are we going to allow Raheem to make on the sideline? How many awful play calling decisions are we going to allow Zach Robinson to make? I don't know. I mean, again, the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So by definition right now, hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, the Falcons to me right now are insane. Let's get to your calls. Wendy's in Lawrenceville. Wendy, start us off.
I think we packaged up every single person that has an expiring contract, or we're going to have to pay more than $5 to after this year, and send them off and start brand new, and offer Kirby Smart $200 million 10-year contract to come and save us.
Yeah, Wendy, listen, I appreciate you checking in as always. First call of the night, ladies and gentlemen, check it. Blow the whole thing up. First call of the night. Blow it up, says Wendy. And I bet you she's not going to be alone. Blow it up. Keep Bijan, keep Drake, maybe keep Penix, and that's it. By the way, talking about money, Wendy, they got to pay Matt Bergeron a fat contract. They got to pay Bijan Robinson a fat contract, and they're going to have to start saving up if they believe they're going to have to pay Penix $50 million a year. So talk about money. It's not like this thing's getting any easier. Scott's in Atlanta. Scott.
Hey, Turtle.
Hey, man.
What's up? Look, man, you know. I'm normally calm on here, but I'm beyond angry. I mean, I'm a season ticket holder. I go to these games, and I got to tell you, sitting around other season ticket holders, I mean, we're frustrated. I mean, I know fans are too, but imagine going to the game and witnessing this disaster in person and paying good money for this. But listen, I'm angry, but I'm equal parts laughing at all of us. You, myself, everyone, for the conversations we've had about this team being a playoff team. I mean, what a complete joke. This coaching staff is atrocious. Zach Robinson's schemes are pathetic. He's got no answer if someone wants to take Bijan out of the game. He doesn't have a plan B. I mean, his play calls, like you said, they're pathetic. And now I've been sounding the panic alarm, but I'm magnifying that 1,000 times because I think San Francisco, I mean, the Carolina game stunk. That was a stinker. But San Francisco, Robert Saleh and Kyle Shanahan, they laid down a blueprint, and I think Miami followed that. I'm sounding the alarm because we got outcoached yet again, and when what they did in San Francisco and what they did today, they completely neutralized Bijan, and when you take him out of the game, we've got no other option. But the other thing that I wanted to say, we got bullied on the lines of scrimmage. That should not happen. And with this inconsistency, it's definitely a coaching staff. I'm all for firing everybody. I think Mike Bell even put that out on his Twitter. I'm all for it. But also, we didn't get any pressure on Tua. But I think the Bills game, it's safe to ask ourselves, is that the outlier? Because we've now seen us get blown out by Carolina. We've seen us lose to the 49ers. And this atrocity today, I don't think we're the team that beat the Bills. I think we're the team that consistently underperforms. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you checking in, man. Listen, how can I argue any of that? How can I sit up here on this microphone on 92.9 The Game on the Falcons flyover and argue any of it? I can't. Scott's right about everything. Coaching sucks. Offense sucks. Defense sucks. Special teams sucks. Everything sucks right now. This team is looking more like frauds than contenders. And we're only getting started. I'm here till 7:30. Kareem, Chase, Check, George, you're up first when we get back. I know we're going to have full lines. Jump aboard 404-726-0929. This was an embarrassing day in Falcons football history. Embarrassing. And everybody involved in this effort should be ashamed of them. Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Falcons flyover with Chris Thomas Turtle taking you up until 7:30 this evening. Just an absolute abomination. What in the world did we witness? What did we witness? 34-10, 1-6 Miami, just doing whatever they wanted on both sides of the ball. Where is this run defense? Where is the running game? What's happened over the last couple of weeks? This team went from being high-flying, beating Washington and Buffalo, to now we're sitting here at 3-4. What is this slop? Oh, by the way, you get to go to New England next week, who probably is the hottest team in the NFL. They're probably the best team in the NFL right now. It's unbelievable. How do you think that's going to go, Falcons fans? Yeah, peachy. Just peachy, peachy, keen. Kareem's up first. Kareem, go ahead.
Turtle.
What up, Kareem?
What up, my boy?
Yeah, what up?
Man, Turtle, man. You know me, Turtle, as a lifelong Falcon fan, since the Grits Blitz, Carl Humphrey, through the 80s, William Andrews, Steve Barkowski. And I hate to say this, Turtle, I hate to say it, but same old Falcons.
Yep.
I swear, dude, same old Falcons. I'm not the guy to come on the radio, on the airwaves, and say fire the coach. But after Raheem Morris scapegoated Ike Hilliard a few weeks ago and came out with the word salad about doing it, I just lost a lot of respect for him. And now, this performance, the way he's had his team prepared to play 2 weeks in a row, it lays right at the feet of Raheem Morris. I know earlier in the show, Turtle, when you were doing your introduction, you mentioned Fontenot. It ain't Fontenot. Fontenot got him with the Jimmys and the Joes. It's Raheem and Zach Robinson calling the X's and O's. That's why we looking like garbage out there, Turtle. And with that said, I'm gone.
Yeah, Kareem, appreciate it, man. Again, here's my take on firings and the coaching staff. Like Kareem, I'm not going to come on the air and call for somebody's job. If that's what Arthur Blank decides to do, because he'll be the one to do it, I will simply shrug my shoulders and say, eh, okay. Could it be worse? Probably not. So I'm going to sit here and just go with Arthur Blank, because I'm not putting myself in a position to watch this slop anymore. And if that's what's going to continue, then there will need to be changes, and sooner rather than later. I'm sorry. I mean, how can you defend this? How can you defend it? You cannot. There is nothing to defend. No. Go look at the Dolphins inactive list, too. They were missing just as many guys as the Falcons. That is not an excuse. Divine Diablo goes out, a guy that you didn't even have on your squad last year, and all of a sudden the entire defense falls apart. Zach Harrison misses a game, and the entire defense falls apart. It's not Cade Nellis and Jesse Bates, y'all. It's not David Onyemata that we're missing. Those guys are all in the game. And if those guys are in the game on defense, we should be just fine, because those are your core pillars on defense. And they were all on the field today, boy. I'll tell you that. I saw them. Cade Nellis was doing his regular thing. Onyemata was doing his regular thing. So there's no excuse. J.D. Bertrand, yeah, he doesn't look to be ready for prime time. But should your entire defense fall apart because of it? Ulbrich, you got to come up with something, man. You knew Divine Diablo wasn't going to be there. You knew it. So you had to be prepared. They had Achane and Waddle and nothing else. But they somehow found a way to beat you with Ollie Gordon. Again, I thought he was still in college. It's so beyond inexcusable. It's really hard to fathom what we all watched today for 3.5 hours. Chase is in Jefferson. Chase.
Hey, brother. Hey, we talked about 24 hours ago, and we were talking, and, you know, you were saying to me, and trust me, I'm with you. I want to be this way. You were saying, oh, we can't, as Falcons fans, we can't look into the future. We can't look at what's coming in years to come. And I want to be proven wrong so bad. I want so badly. What I'm watching today, and I'm not upset, I'm not angry, I'm just like, yep, that's par for the course, that track, they're doing what they always do. And I mean, look at what we've made, and everyone wants to talk about Zach Robinson, which he is terrible, he's public enemy number one, but he's the main issue for this team. But, I mean, look at what our defense made Bryce Young and Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, the Falcons are a slump buster. You know, if you haven't got any action in a while at the bar, you need a slump buster. You know, the Falcons are that. We are a get-right team. And I wish that wasn't true. So, I mean, again, I'm not the guy to say fire this guy. At the end of the day, we're all husbands. We're all dads. You know, we're all in that fraternity. So, but at the end of the day, man, they make a lot of money to do this job. And if you're not good at the job, that just kind of what comes with it. So, is Arthur Blank going to clean house tomorrow? No, he's not that guy. He's too good of a person. It's why this franchise has a ceiling. He's an incredible human being, but I don't think he's cutthroat enough to be an NFL owner and make hard decisions and put people in position to succeed. So, man, I'm a fan of tear it down to the studs, start over. And it's broken. It's broken from top to bottom, wall to wall. It's broken. We're a bad team, poorly coached. The roster is okay at best. It's serviceable with great coaching, which we don't have. And I'm glad I remembered this. So a perfect indication of Raheem Morris as a head coach. There's 32 job openings in the NFL. In my humble opinion, he is the only head coach in the NFL that throws a challenge flag on that 4th-and-1 where the guy got it by two whole yards. When he threw that challenge flag, I chuckled. And I said, oh, my gosh, it's just going to be one of those days. And it was. And I hate that. I hate being right. I can't stand it. I want them to prove me wrong. But, man, I've just seen too much for too long. And my eyes don't lie to me, man. But, hey, appreciate it. And enjoy the show. And take great care, man.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the kind words. Guys, he's so right. And I am beaten down now. Because I've tried to be much to the opposite of what my honest nature might be, somewhat, at least somewhat optimistic. I've been trying to talk Falcons fans away from exactly what Chase was just talking about, which is same old Falcons. Same old Falcons. Nope, Turtle, you think this year is going to be different? Nope. Defense is looking better. We got the new quarterback. Offensive coordinator moving down to the booth might have figured it out. No. Not so fast, Turtle. Just wait. Well, y'all were right. I waited, and boy, did I ever find out. 404-726-0929. George in Cartersville. George.
Hey, man. Turtle, thanks for taking my call. But Kirk is definitely a backup quarterback, for sure. The team looked absolutely awful. No energy whatsoever. It was so bad when it was 17-3 when I was in the stands. Somebody was falling asleep in the stands. It was awful. Play calling was terrible. The whole effort was awful. I want to see heads roll, for sure. And thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, you got it. Listen, again, I think what it's going to come down to is it's unfortunately going to have to get worse. I don't think where this team is right now is bad enough for Arthur Blank to pull the trigger from one day to the next, unfortunately. Listen, we've had two callers already. I've been on the air for a half hour, and we've had two of my callers, in Wendy and our last caller, say blow it up. Say blow it up. 7 weeks in. It's unbelievable. Or 8 weeks in, seven games because of the bye. Blow it up. Blow it up. This was supposed to be playoffs, double-digit wins. Blow it up. I mean, my goodness. But when you lose to Carolina and you lose to the Dolphins the way that you did, yeah, sorry. Blow it up is on the table. This is not a sustainable formula. This is not something that you're able to take into a week-in and week-out approach and expect to win. Quite the opposite, as a matter of fact. Now, the tide has shifted so much. How do you feel about next week? Going to New England. L. Now you expect to lose. And it only took seven results to get there. That's, to me, the catastrophic nature of the events that have taken place. 404-726-0929. Larry's in Austell. Larry.
Yes, man, I just don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. We just got the wrong coaches. It's out of doubt, wrong coaches, wrong head coach, wrong special team coach. I mean, why is it? Ain't that little simple logic? Don't take the ball out of the end zone. It's no legal blocking, no nothing. Get the ball at the 35-yard line. We constantly getting ourselves in a hole from the start by running the ball out of the end zone. Let's stay in the end zone, get the ball at the 35, and start with that. And now we don't know how to make no adjustment. Everybody else is going, okay, we're going to get this ball out quick, 1-2-3-throw, 1-2-3-throw. But we don't seem to be able to know how to do that. That lets me know that Zach Robinson have no creative thought in his mind, know how to make no adjustment of what you got. And so that's why I just think the coach in this, I know he ain't going to fire, but we know they need to be fired. And we need to try anything that's better than what we got. I'm done with it.
No, Larry, I appreciate the phone call. And Zach Robinson, again, his seat needs to be burning, scorching hot after what happened today. Your offense is absolutely blech. It is predictable. It is meandering. It has no creativity, no juice, no spark. I know you had Kirk Cousins, and I know you had no Drake London. You still got number 7 back there. You still got 25 back there. Mooney, they said at the start of the broadcast, healthiest he's been all season. Pitts is looking good. That's more than enough. I'm sorry. It's more than enough. And if you can't get it done, then that's on you. It's on you, Zach. It's unfortunate because there have been signs of life against Washington, against Buffalo, against Minnesota. But in the losses, it's been so bad. It's been so bad. It's too Jekyll and Hyde. It can't be this way. It can't be the highs of beating a Super Bowl contender and then getting your behinds whooped at home 34-10, which was really 34-3 against Miami, who was 1-6 going into the game. It can't happen. It just can't. Allison's in Atlanta. Allison.
Hey, Turtle. How you doing?
Oh, you know, Allison. You know.
I am despondent, and I called you last week, and I already kind of outlined what the issues are. And most of it is we have an offensive coordinator who's running a Pop Warner level offense.
He is.
Evidently everybody's figured him out, and he doesn't understand that. This is not sustainable. Not only that, and one of your other callers said it, he has the pieces. He just has no idea what to do with his personnel. He doesn't know how to scheme to their strengths. He doesn't know how to make sure that the offensive line can do the right type of blocking for both running backs. We have two great running backs. And you talked about, maybe some people packing up people who own big contracts. Some of these people may leave voluntarily. Okay? I got a feeling if I'm Tyler Allgeier, I'm on the phone to my agent going, man, find me somewhere else to go.
Allison, appreciate you checking in. You want to know about Tyler Allgeier, Allison? I'll tell you about Tyler Allgeier. Had this stat the other day from Matthew Berry. Guys, it's this simple. In games the Falcons have won, Tyler Allgeier averages over 14 touches per game. Again, let me read it again. Per Matthew Berry, in games the Falcons have won, Tyler Allgeier averages over 14 touches a game. Do you want to know how many he had today? He had 4 rushes for 4 yards, and he had 2 catches for 10 yards. Guys, it's being made so much more complicated than it needs to be. I don't understand it. The predictability, the lack of creativity, just in the last 2 weeks, just a lack of fundamental execution. I mean, my goodness, the lack of basic blocking and tackling, pun intended. It's unreal. It really is. Daniel's in Athens. Daniel.
What's up, Turtle?
What up, Daniel?
Hey, man. So you've been touching on a lot of stuff with all the other callers as well coming in. And, basically what I'm getting at is I don't want anyone to lose their job. I know everyone's, people are dad, people are, husbands, whatever. But Zach is completely unqualified for this job. He has been. He still is. He lacks creativity, like you said. I mean, the way that they could use Tyler and Bijan and the way he's done it before, but then somehow forgets to do it. The way that you could use Pitts in the slot, up the seam, we could go on forever with all this stuff. But, it's just, it's unfortunate. But he just cannot find a way to make adjustments in game. So if his game plan doesn't work, then, he is completely out of the woods. There's no way for him to make adjustments because I've not seen him make adjustments in one game when his game plan does not work.
No, and I appreciate the phone call. They've essentially scored in their last 2 full games. Because I'm not counting this late touchdown when all the backups were in. They've essentially scored 13 points in the last 2 weeks against the banged up Dolphins and 49ers defense. What happened? What happened to the Minnesota game? What happened? Somebody tell me, please, before I lose my freaking mind. What is going on with this team's identity? What is the identity? I'll tell you what it is right now. Losing. Embarrassing. Gut-wrenching. Whatever words you want to use. Just awful. More of your calls next, 404-726-0929. How do you move on from this one? We'll talk about it next, 404-726-0929.
Game is over.
Wow, this game is over.
We're doing a complete breakdown of today's game with Falcons Flyover. With Rob Dribble, presented by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with you here on the Atlanta Falcons Flyover, man, it is just an absolutely brutal evening. Again, to start the show, Chris Thomas Turtle with you for another hour here on 92.9 The Game. Taking your calls. We got full lines. We'll get right back to them. 404-726-0929. I'm hanging out at the Signia right across the street from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Come by, say hi. We had some listeners come by before, and always cool to interact, especially on a day like today when you just need to commiserate, right? Like, quite frankly, Atlanta, your boy just needs a hug. I mean, like, this one was awful, embarrassing, just pathetic, whatever words you want to use, just unacceptable, just soul-crushing, life force draining. Like, how can we rise up this week? How? The mantra of the team is rise up, and this team just folds down to the ground time and time and time again. You can change the coach. You can change the GM. You can change the quarterback, the defense, the offense. It just feels like it's the same. The walls are just constantly caving in. Two games in a seven-game span through 8 weeks where you get absolutely punched in the mouth and have no response whatsoever. It's dreary outside. It's windy outside. It's raining outside in Midtown. And that's how it feels. It just feels like, what are we doing? Is this another year of just spinning the wheels? 7-10, 8-9. Ugh. Ugh. Get out of here. It's so sickening to think that that's the path we're headed back down right now. I mentioned this on my Saturday show, Chris Thomas Tonight, and make sure you check me out every weeknight here, 6 to 10 on 92.9 The Game. Hit me up on Twitter if you can't get through on the phones, at C Thomas Radio if you want to vent there and share your thoughts. It'll be 5 years for me here in Atlanta next month. I haven't seen a winning season. I haven't seen a playoff berth. I haven't seen a successful campaign. I haven't seen a quarterback develop. It's maddening. It's maddening. It really is. And today is one of those days that just makes you want to put your head in the sand and just not come out. 404-726-0929. Back to the phones. Keaton in Douglasville. Keaton.
Yo, Turtle.
And, what up?
I want to repeat what you said on Twitter because it summed it up so beautifully. The only thing was the fan base. Amen. I mean, 29 years, ups and downs, roller coasters, but every time, no matter what happens, constantly I'm left with this bitter, nasty, I mean, fart taste in my mouth because of something like what I saw on the TV today. We get told, oh, well, the Falcons game against the Panthers, that's a one-off. You know, we laid an egg that game. You won't see that again. What did we see today? We saw the same thing. Zach Robinson hit the road, dude. You got to go, dude. Like, I don't know what else there is to say. I don't know if it's Raheem holding on to his boy from Los Angeles or what, but if Raheem wants to keep his job, Zach has got to go. They need to elevate T.J. Yates up, somebody that cares about this franchise, cares about the Falcons, and wants to see this program succeed. And he needs to take the reins for the remainder of the year. And Raheem needs to pray that, because if they don't, he might be hitting the road himself.
No, Keaton, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in again. You cut out a little bit when you were going over what I put out on Twitter. So if anybody missed it, what I put out on Twitter was that Keith was responding to, or Keaton rather, sorry, was at C Thomas Radio. The only thing the Falcons do consistently, lose the trust of the fan base. That's it. And the tweet's gone a little viral. It's gained a little steam. So a lot of y'all clearly agree. Again, the only thing the Falcons do consistently, lose the trust of the fan base. Because any time this team has gotten momentum in the 5 years that I've been here, it instantly gets sucked away with a performance like this. And you can bet on it as I snap my fingers like clockwork. 404-726-0929. Thanks to Keaton for checking in. Joe is in Cartersville. Joe.
Hey, you asked that question, how do we bounce back from this as an organization, from what happened today? You know, just for based on what we have right now in our leadership at the Atlanta Falcons, I'm not so sure they do bounce back. I think it's time to start thinking top down. As much as I love Arthur Blank as an owner, I really start think it's worth start having the conversation of, is that leadership what this organization needs right now? I mean, you said it just a second ago. You haven't seen a winning season in quite some time. I mean, none of us have really. So not so sure that the leadership is in place for this team to bounce back. I hate to put it that way. I do believe in the players. I do think there's talent on the team. And that, to me, that's more reason to not have a lot of confidence in the leadership from owner down. And so that's unfortunate. Hopefully we can get it turned around. But we shall see. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, Joe. Unfortunately, history does not fall in favor of our side. Not that past is prologue, but sometimes it is. When you consistently have results like this, it's a franchise stain. Like, the Falcons are known... I can't believe I'm about to say this, and it's just so awful, but it's so true. And the performance against the Panthers and the performance against the Dolphins today just solidify it. And this is going to sound harsh, but Falcons, please, I'm begging you to prove me wrong. If you go around the league and you ask what the Atlanta Falcons are known for, and I'm not talking about that one game specifically. Yes, that game. The Falcons are known for choking. That's what they're known for around the league. That's their identity. Choking. Because you know what today was? An absolute choke job. You know what the game against the Panthers was? An absolute choke job. You know what the game against the Panthers last year was? An absolute choke job. How about the Vikings and the Broncos? Need I go on? The Cardinals, where Kyler Murray looked like freaking Joe Namath and Joe Theismann and everybody, and just unbelievable what this team is. The lows that this team, the depths that this team is capable of reaching in any given season are just astounding. It almost no team in the NFL, because it's juxtaposed with such high highs. You start off 6-3, 4-0 in the division. Quarterback injures himself, lies to the team, throws one touchdown, eight picks. You miss the playoffs after 6-3, 4-0 in the division. You can't make it up. You finally get a defense. Everyone's reading out all the accolades and the stats of the defense. Oh, yeah. Okay, how'd the defense look today? A big, fat duck fart. 404-726-0929. It really is. I keep saying it, but it's so true. It's just maddening. Owen's in Atlanta. Owen.
Throws one touchdown, eight picks. You missed the play.
Owen, just turn your radio down for me, bud.
You can't make it up.
All right, let's go to Shane in Dallas. Shane, go ahead.
Man, I've been a diehard Falcons fan since I was a kid. I'm 53 years old. And this year I was hoping and praying that it would be different. I was hoping that Michael Penix would be our next Michael Vick. Daggum, get out there, do what he does, and light it up. And it's the same product out on the field. Nothing's changed. When I watched Mike Vick come into the league, that dude, yeah, he got his leg broke during a preseason game, but he came back and was still Mike Vick. Michael Penix, and I'm not hating on him, his knees are, don't take me the wrong way, his knees are kind of busted out. He's scared to do that. I get that. You can't do that in this league. They're going to see that. And then you have Kirk Cousins coming in, hadn't played all, you know, forever. And I'm not blaming this game on him.
No.
And then we say we got the best running game. Bijan, he fumbles the ball, and he's over there on the sideline with his eyes looking down, don't want to look at nothing, looking like the head coach. There's nobody that's leading the team. Nobody. It's like we're putting a product out on the field without a daggone leader. We don't have it. I remember watching this exact team with Matty Ice and Julio Jones. We've had some phenomenal players come to the Falcons. And, I mean, you had, the running back from Florida State that came here. Short
Warwick
guy.
Dunn. Warwick Dunn.
weren't done. Just like I'm tearing the field up. In short, and I'm talking about would get it done. I mean, and we had Jesse Tuck. We've had some alpha males on the Atlanta Falcons back in the day. And what's happened since Matty Ryan has left? We had nothing like that. And I've had to sit here, and I love my Falcons. I'm like, man, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. My brother comes over and watches these games with me. When Carolina got beat, and we were getting beat, and I looked at my brother and I said, man, I cannot watch this product. I said, this ain't us. I mean, it is, but it ain't.
No, Shane, I hear you, and I appreciate you checking in. And listen, all your grievances, my friend, are absolutely valid. And here's the problem with your leadership conversation, and I'm glad you brought that up, Shane. Raheem Morris, again, I'm not holding back, man. I'm going to be blunt about it, as I was about saying the Atlanta Falcons' national identity is being chokers. That's just what it is, man. And again, I'm not talking about that game. I'm talking about their overall identity. And you can't be more blunt than that. They need to prove to us that they are not that. They need to prove to us that they are not that. Okay? And this is an equally as harsh comment. Raheem Morris, as a head coach in the NFL, has not earned the level of respect by winning as a head coach. He has as a defensive coordinator, but as a head coach, he has not earned the respect around the league by his record and by his performances to garner that sort of leadership that Shane was talking about. And Michael Penix Jr. is 8 starts into his NFL career. So he's not going to have the presence of Matt Ryan that Shane was talking about. So you're right. This team does have its leaders. Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, to name a few. Drake. But nothing's more important than the head coach quarterback combo. And Raheem Morris and Michael Penix Jr. combined are about as low on the totem pole across the NFL with that level of respect as you can get. I hope one day Michael Penix Jr. earns that level of respect, and I think he will. I think he's too talented not to. Raheem Morris, I don't know. He's the exact type of coach. When things are going well, that smooth talking, all that sounds real nice. But when it's a day like today, it's tough to take. I can't even lie. Jason's in Nashville. Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been a Falcons fan all my life. I'm 55 years old, and you kind of get used to knowing about midway through the season you're going to have Sundays free for the rest of the year. But I think it all started when you get Rich McKay in there and he gets Terry Fontenot, and they pick Kyle Pitts, who's a pass-catching tight end with zero blocking, for Arthur Smith, who's a running scheme coach and needs a running game and a good defense. We could have had Micah Parsons or Patrick Surtain or Jamar Chase. So I don't think that they have any clue of where to go or to get the right personnel for their coaches. So until you get rid of McKay and Fontenot, I just don't see any point in being a fan anymore.
Well, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. Again, Rich McKay is not this is not the time for this conversation, but he's not making decisions for the Falcons anymore. Let's just blanket statement. I know there's been, you know, quibbles with him in the past when he was directly involved with the Falcons. He's now working on the other side of the building. So that's not the issue. Terry Fontenot, however, up until this draft, you can certainly say that he has struggled mightily outside of the first round. So that is a completely fair point. Looks like he hit on some good ones this year. But again, Billy Bowman out again. Jalen Walker out again. Not doing yourself any favors, man. This one is just absolutely brutal. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Just absolutely brutal. If you're on hold, stay there. You're up first when we get back. 404-726-0929. Got a half hour more to take your calls. Going to take as many as I can. Let's digest this one together, Falcons fans, because it was awful. This was a terrible game, and I am sick of this crap that we have to see from the Falcons. Get it together. Come on. Final 30 minutes of the program. It is Chris Thomas Turtle with you until 7:30, leading up until coverage of Sunday Night Football. Just going over an absolutely disgusting effort by the football team today. 34-10. You fall to the Dolphins, who are 1-6 coming in. It's so disheartening. Again, this season, and I'm learning, y'all. Now I'm learning. Again, year five for me in Atlanta. Oh, it'll be different, Turtle. Nope. It's exactly the same as it ever was. 3-4, going to New England, the hottest team in the NFL right now. Drake May on fire again today. Vrabel looks like the coach of the year. How do you think that's going to go? Actually, I don't know. Maybe they win because that just seems to be the way this season is going. It's really endlessly frustrating to try to deal. We talked about the roller coaster this week on my show, Chris Thomas Tonight, which you can hear weeknights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The roller coaster today just took the biggest down swoop it's taken all year. Even after the Carolina game. If that's even imaginable. If that's even freaking imaginable that it could have somehow gotten worse than that. Well, then today happened. Again, oh my God, Zach Harrison's out. Divine Diablo, a guy that you weren't even counting on at the beginning of the year. We had no idea what he was going to be. And then the entire defense falls apart. 34 points. The game was over at halftime. Bijan has the critical fumble. What are you going to do? That'll happen. But your offense is supposed to be good enough. And everyone was telling me this week, oh, you have Kirk Cousins in there. He's the best backup in the league for a reason. He makes all that money for a reason so that he can come in and it'll be a seamless transition. And based on the way Michael Penix has been playing the past couple of weeks, heck, maybe even a little bit better. Where was all of that? Where was any of that? Just awful. Just so awful. Khalil is in Decatur. Go ahead, Khalil.
Hey, what's up, Turtle?
Yo.
I called it, you know, back a few weeks ago after the Minnesota game, and I remember you asking, like, why Atlanta fans can't buy in. And you know, my response is, like, we're just waiting for the hammer to drop, man. Like,
yep,
you know,
and it dropped.
I've been a Falcons fan since I was a kid, and, you know, I'm 31 years old now, and it's just been the same thing. But one thing I want to say about Raheem mainly is I feel like he made his bed the first day he decided to start his second stint at head coach with inexperienced assistants. Obviously there was high hopes for Zach and all that, but Zach and Jimmy, they're not it. They weren't it. You know what I'm saying? That's why Jimmy got you know, after 1 year, and Zach's probably gonna get got after this year. You know what I'm saying? I don't know with Arthur Blank. He usually gives guys 1 year extra. But to me, you know, the writing's on the wall. We have two tough games coming up. I can see us going 1-1.
Well, you could argue, Khalil, you could argue Terry Fontenot's already on borrowed time. You usually don't get this much time without making the playoffs to be a GM.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Terry, for sure. Like, he tried these offseason, but, you know, too little, too late. He hasn't produced any rosters that finished above 500. So, I don't really know what to say about Terry, but like Raheem, I feel like we pretty much have to run the table after this next two game stint if we want to get a wild card spot. I don't see that. I've never seen that level of consistency from the Falcons, and I hope we take a look at Brian Flores next year. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yeah, you got it, Khalil. He's right. Consistency is the word we've been driving a stake into the ground about over and over and over again. Consistency. That's what this team needs to be. It's 1 week to the next. It's the roller coaster. I've said it on my show, if not once, 1,000 times about consistency for this team. It's the thing that's the direct impediment from them being a good football team. It's this crap. It's the two-game stretch, Washington to Buffalo, then San Francisco to Miami. Two completely different football teams over a four-week span. And that results in mediocrity at best. That's 8-9 all over again, folks. That's the reality. That, to Khalil's point, if we don't start racking up some wins soon, even the wild card is going to be out of here. even the wild card out of here. It's unfortunate. John is at Stockbridge. John.
Hey, you know, I hear everybody's frustration. I've been a Falcon fan and for years, back in the Greg Buzina days. Let me tell you something. Last year when Raheem Morris came to the team, I saw somebody becoming a head coach, bringing in Zach Robinson, and they seemed like they both was trying to learn on the job. And it looked like neither one of them grew, because when you got a coaching staff that can still have 10 men on the field in the same game as well as 12 men on the field, when you sit here and you can have a delay of game penalty after a timeout, yep. When you sit here today and have a third and four, and you thought the best play to do was a downfield pass when they've been rushing and getting on top of the quarterback all day, this coaching staff, I tell you, I have no confidence in Raheem Morris nor the coaching staff sitting here, because let me tell you something. If the coaching staff don't have that together, why are we expecting the team? When you got the personnel and you don't know how to coach the personnel to maximize what you have, this is where the Falcons is failing. I heard an acronym for Falcons is fans always leaving, counting on next season, and that's how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that, John, what a dismount. Isn't that fitting? Fans always leaving and counting on next season. Wow. That might be. There's your call of the night right there from John. That's incredible. And that's how it feels right now. Tell me he's wrong. Tell me he's wrong. That's the part you got to laugh, not to cry. Tell me he's wrong. Larry's on 316. Larry.
Well, Turtle, I've almost made it to Athens. I was on 316. But I appreciate your anger, but you're not angry enough. You know, you've been here 5 years, so I don't think you completely understand. People waxing poetic about how tough we used to be. Growing up here, my greatest memory was a loss to Dallas in the playoffs. A loss. That's all I had. And we were supposed to be great the next year, and we had a losing record because it took forever for us to have back-to-back winning seasons. But let's talk about now. Arthur Blank is a great guy. I love him. I appreciate what he's done for the community. He's a wonderful person. He's not a great owner. We need to clean house. Nobody wants to talk about firing people. I've had season tickets for over 20 straight years. I'm a hardworking guy. You know how much money that costs me? I'd lose my job if I performed like this, but we don't want to fire these guys who are making millions. It's ridiculous. We need to expect more. We need to demand more. We have the talent. We don't have the leadership. And I'm sick and tired. And honestly, it's the last time I drive from Athens to Mercedes-Benz for a game this year. I'm selling the rest of my tickets, and I'm going to go see UGA between the hedges. At least they care. At least they fight. At least they make adjustments. I love my Falcons, Dirty Birds for life, but I'm sick and tired, and something's got to change.
Larry, great call. Love the passion. If Arthur Blank is listening or listens at some point to that call from Larry headed to Athens is what sparks change. I'm telling you that as a dead fact. As a dead fact, calls from Larry like that spark change. That is a 20-year season ticket holder who says he has gone to his last Falcons home game this season. That's not me saying that. That's a 20-year season ticket holder. Falcons fans need to be one of two things. Irately angry or head over heels in love. When you become apathetic, like Larry just became after seeing this loss tonight, that's the golden spike, to use a reference that really hits home. That's the golden spike being driven into the ground. Mercedes-Benz, you know what I'm talking about. That's the golden spike. Owners, that is the thing that makes the hair on the back of their neck stand straight up and a cold rivulet of sweat pour down their forehead. when you hear a call like Larry, who's had season tickets for 20 years and says, I've had enough. Not only am I not pleased, I'm apathetic. I no longer care. He said he'll root, but he'll root from the sidelines now. That is the golden spike, ladies and gentlemen. The impact of that sort of a phone call, that gets Arthur Blank's attention. Everyone coming on here screaming and yelling, that's passion. That's one way of maintaining your fandom. After wins like Buffalo, when we come on here and we commiserate and we have a party here at the Signia, that's another way. But when you do what Larry just said he's going to do, you get the attention of everybody involved. It's not my job to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. My personal choice, I like going to games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm privileged to be able to do so. But what Larry just said, that cuts deep. That cuts really, really deep.